ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 57, Text 35. Chapter is entitled Satrajit Murdered, the Jewel Returned. पूजयित्वाभिभाष्येनम् कथयित्वा प्रियकथा विज्ञाताखिलचित्तज्ञा स्मयमान उवाचः। पूजयित्वा विभाष्यन् शयनम् कथयित्वा प्रिया कथा विज्ञाताखिलचित्तज्ञा स्मयमान उवाचः। पूजयित्वा विभाषिणम् कथयित्वा प्रिया कथा विज्ञाताखिलचित्तज्ञा स्मयमान उवाचः। Matajis?
Matajis?
We'll read word to word meaning. Pujayetva, honoring. Abhibhashya, greeting. Enam, him, akrura. Kathayetva, discussing. Priya, pleasant. Katha, topics. Vigyata, fully aware. Akhila, of everything. Chitta, Akrura's heart. Gya, knowing. Smayamana, smiling. Vachaha, he said. Nanu, surely. Dana, of charity. Pate, O master. Nyasta, kept. Twayi, in your care. Aste, is present. Shata dhanvana, by shatadhanva. Shamantaka mani, the shamantaka jewel. Shriman, opulent. Vidita, known. Purvam, beforehand. Eva, indeed. Na, by us. Translation. And purport by translation and purport. Translation. Lord Krishna honored Akrura, greeted him confidentially and spoke pleasant words with him. Then the Lord, who was fully aware of Akrura's heart by virtue of his being the knower of everything, smiled and addressed him. O master of charity, surely the opulent Shamantaka jewel was left in your care by Shatadhanva and is still with you. Indeed, we have known this all along. Purport. Lord Krishna's treatment of Akrura here confirms that he is actually a great devotee of the Lord. We'll read text 37 also. Translation. Since Satrajit had no sons, his daughter's sons should receive his inheritance. They should pay for memorial offerings of water and pinda, clear their grandfather's outstanding debts, and keep the remainder of the inheritance for themselves. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following Smriti injunction regarding inheritance. Patni duhitarashchaiva pitaro bhataraastatha tat suta gotra ja bandhu shishya sa brahmacharina. The inheritance goes first to the wife. Then, if the wife has passed away, to the daughters, then to the parents, then to the brothers, then to the brothers' sons, then to family members of the same gotra as the deceased, and then to his disciples, including brahmacharis. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti adds that since Satrajit has no sons, since his wife were killed together with him, and since his daughter Satyabhama was not interested in the Samantaka jewel, which constituted the inheritance, it rightfully belonged to her sons. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada explains, Lord Krishna indicated by his statement that Satyabhama was already pregnant and that her son would be the real claimant of the jewel and would certainly take the jewel from Akrura if he tries to conceal it. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Not qualified as it is to sit and give talk. We are reading these passages about jewel story. And here in this particular passage, Krishna is summoning Akrura, who has gone to Varanasi. And we find in Krishna Leela that Akrura is a very nice devotee. We read about Akrura, especially when Akrura visiting Vrindavan. Such a sweet, we find description. Akrura started in the morning to leave to Vrindavan, and he reached in the land of Vrindavan in the evening when sunset was about to be there. And whole day Akrura is just thinking about Krishna, and he was thinking that I am so fortunate that I will have the blessed darshan of the Supreme Personality of Sri Krishna. And in the thought, he is proceeding towards land of Vrindavan. And when he comes on the outskirts of Vrindavan, he was in so much ecstasy. When he came on the outskirts of Vrindavan, he was on the chariot. So he saw the hoofprint of a calf and footprint of Krishna. And as soon as he saw footprint of Krishna, he came down from the chariot and he was in complete ecstasy. He was rolling in the dust, anticipating that I'll be meeting Krishna. He was knowing that I am visiting the abode of Krishna, and he was appreciating Braj Raj and Sri Krishna's abode. And in Krishna book it is described that he was in completely in ecstasy. And of course after that he meets Krishna and Balram, and there was a very nice loving reciprocation between Krishna and Akrura. Such a nice way where Akrura approaches Sri Krishna and Vrindavan Dham. Contrast to that, same Akrura, he is now in Dwarka, and Krishna stays in the land of Dwarka. And Krishna is present in Dwarka, Akrura is present in Dwarka, and Akrura goes to Varanasi, runs away to Varanasi and stays at Varanasi. Very contrast. He was in ecstasy when he came to the land of Vrindavan to meet Krishna. And now Krishna is with him in Dwarka, and he leaves Dwarka and goes to the land of Varanasi to stay over there. Very difficult to digest that. But the reason was that although such a devotee, he was involved in conspiracy of killing Satrajit. Satrajit was having jewel, Samantaka jewel. And many people were attracted by Samantaka jewel. And Akrura was one of such person who was quite attracted by this Samantaka jewel. And Akrura, same Akrura, was involved in a case where Satrajit was being killed. He was involved in a conspiracy where Satrajit is killed. Very strange. And since he was involved in the conspiracy, he understood that Krishna is all powerful. So he ran away from that place. Same Akrura. He ran away from the place and was residing in Varanasi. So how is it so? Very difficult to digest. So Prabhupada writes in Krishna book is that when Akrura came to Vrindavan Dham, so he took Krishna from the Brajavasis and hurt Brajavasis' feelings. Brajavasis were winded because Krishna was taken away from Brajavasis. And due to that offense of taking away, hurting Brajavasis, manifested in the form as taking part in the conspiracy. So Akrura, due to that offense, took part in the conspiracy of killing Krishna's father-in-law. You can imagine. One place he want anticipating to meet Krishna with such a grateful heart. Same person is involved in a conspiracy to kill Krishna's father-in-law. So that is the power of, say, hurting the heart of Vaishnavas. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Prabhupada describes about Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra, we know his life sketch, that in his whole life he was offending Pandavas, and Later, fag end of his life, Vidura came, and Vidura is a pure devotee of the Lord. And Vidura genuinely desired his liberation, desired that he should become a very good devotee. And then Vidura gives forceful instructions, and by the power of Vidura's instruction, Dhritarashtra leaves, and ultimately meditating, he leaves his life. But Prabhupada writes in purport that Vidura just could attain liberation only. He could not become pure devotee of the Lord. The reason is that although there was backing of, Dhritarashtra could not become pure devotee of the Lord. Although there was a backing of Vidura, who was a pure devotee, the reason was that Dhritarashtra throughout the life offended Pandavas. And due to that reason, he could not attain the spiritual planets. He just attained liberation. There's a power of offending Vaishnavas. And here, Akrura offended Vaishnavas, and that was the fruit. It came in the way that he was involved in part of conspiracy of killing Krishna's father-in-law. Here, Satadhanva, he was also attracted by jewel. And earlier he was promised that Satyabhama can be married to Satadhanva, but then later on Satyabhama was given to Krishna, so he was very much hurt. And due to that reason, and many people were provoking him for that jewel, he went to the extent killing Krishna's father-in-law, and he also knew the strength of Krishna, that how powerful Krishna is there. But in spite of that, he went all the way to kill Krishna's father-in-law. He did the act, but then he was fearful. So he came to Akrura, that actually I am very much fearful, give me shelter. So Akrura, he told him that you know who is Krishna and Balaram are there? They are supreme personality of Godhead. Just by their wish, creation, annihilation, maintenance takes place. They are all powerful, they knows everything. So I can't give you shelter. So Satadhanva was all the more frightened. So surprisingly, he gave the jewel to Akrura, and Akrura took also. Interesting. Devotee is there, he is preaching that you have taken the jewel and you know who Supreme Lord Krishna is there. And he was preaching that, though Satadhanva was all the more fearful, he gave the jewel to Akrura. Akrura took it, kept it with himself in such a way that nobody knows it. And ultimately Satadhanva was killed by Krishna and Balaram. So Akrura was now having the jewel. He knows the philosophy that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that Krishna is a Paramatma in everyone's heart. He knows that Krishna, everything should be offered to the Krishna. He knows that this jewel doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Satrajit. In spite of knowing everything, he kept the jewel with himself. He hid the jewel. Very strange. Such a elevated devotee, in spite of that, he went to such an extent of keeping the jewel, holding the jewel with himself. And he cannot hold the jewel in Dwarka. So he ran away from Krishna, from Dwarka, where all the Vaishnavas would be staying. He left the association of all the Vaishnavas and went to Varanasi. Very strange. Sometimes somebody may think that in association of Vaishnavas, actually offenses can be committed. The better we stay out of association of Vaishnavas. Like one time Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked, one devotee asked Radhanath Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, we feel that when we are in association, we may do offenses, and sometimes we feel that we should stay away from association. So Maharaj says, the biggest offense is to stay out of association of devotees. Because when we are in association of devotees, even we can rectify ourselves in the association of devotees only. Otherwise, we don't have any hope to be rectified. So personality like Akrura, he left Krishna, he left Vaishnavas just for a piece of stone. And he was staying in Varanasi. Very strange how the power acts. Like Kal Krishnadas was with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was serving Supreme Personality of God. He is a personal servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And rather than that, he was attracted by women and left the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the power of material energy. And the same purpose, Prabhupada writes that material energy is so powerful that in spite of association of Supreme Lord himself, a person can be bewildered by the material energy. So here personality like Akrura, he is also bewildered. And root cause was offense was manifested, and Akrura was staying in Varanasi. Krishna, he was out from Dwarka, he came back to Dwarka. And one of the quality of Krishna is that his dealings with his devotees is very sweet. In this particular episode, we find that first the jewel was with Satrajit, and Satrajit was attached to it. So when Krishna came to know, so he guided Satrajit Dharma. He says, according to the Dharma, the jewel should come to the king, Sursen. You should not keep it. Give it to Sursen. But somehow Satrajit was very attached. So Krishna didn't force. He allowed Satrajit to keep the jewel. Krishna didn't force. Krishna doesn't force. Especially when it comes with his devotees. And Satrajit didn't follow the instruction of Krishna. And what was the outcome? Outcome was that his brother was killed. And ultimately, he was also killed. The jewel was with Satrajit, and then he was ashamed. But still he was attached to the jewel. So when he got his daughter married, Satyabhama, thought that at least I'll patch up by giving my daughter to Krishna. So at least there'll be no enmity. But still he was attached to the jewel. So when, during the marriage or at the time of the marriage, he offered jewel and Satyabhama both to Krishna. But Krishna knew that although he is offering me jewel, he is attached to it. So Krishna, rather than keeping the jewel, he gave it back. Okay, you keep it. Be happy. So Krishna doesn't force, especially when it comes to devotees. So he gave back the jewel. Lord is not attached. And then ultimately the jewel is coming to Akrura. Akrura is in Varanasi, holding the jewel, not telling anyone that I am having a jewel. And as we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, that jewel has potency of creating so much gold every day. So Akrura was creating the gold, and he was very attached to all these things. He went out of the association. So Krishna, rather than forcibly taking the jewel back from Akrura, he called for his uncle Akrura. Please come back to Dwarka, I would like to speak to you. And he gave a lot of respect to Akrura, who was involved in conspiracy of killing Satrajit, and he was involved in taking the jewel. So Krishna very respectfully dealt with him. And very gently, lovingly, he spoke to Akrura. And due to his sweet dealings and his words, Krishna told that, I want you to show me the jewel. I know that you have got the jewel. And Akrura knew that Krishna is Paramatma. He knows everything. Nothing can be remain hidden from Krishna. So ultimately he showed the jewel. And Krishna says that actually, I want you to show the jewel in front of all my relatives. Because they may, the matter can be solved that now it is with Akrura. And here in this passage, Krishna is telling to Akrura that although the jewel belongs to Satrajit, but he doesn't have any son. Daughter is that, Satyabhama, she is not interested. And she is carrying a child, she is a pregnant. So when she delivers son, then son is a rightful owner of that jewel. So when it is there, till that time at least you can keep it. So Akrura, Krishna called Akrura, the jewel belongs to Satyabhama and Krishna, but nonetheless Krishna gave back jewel to Akrura, that you can keep it back. So when it comes to devotees, Krishna is not very forceful, although we find that Krishna is bhokta, that is enjoyer of everything that belongs to, but nonetheless when it comes to his devotees, he sacrifices. And alternatively, Krishna, if you snatch the jewel, then Akrura would have been hurt because he was attached. And secondly, Akrura would have continued to stay in Varanasi only. So Krishna, by that act, brought back Akrura back to Dwarka. Let you stay in Dwarka. And brought Akrura back to the association. That you remain in association. Because in association only, one can progress. Just by getting inspiration and seeing the bhakti of each other, we get lot of nourishment, which individually, isolatedly, one cannot practice bhakti. Bhakti means we have sankirtan, where we perform bhakti in association of Vaishnavas. And association of Vaishnavas, we can actually progress on the path of bhakti. So Akrura, intelligently Krishna brought back Akrura back to Dwarka. And Akrura was staying back in Dwarka now. In Dwarka, we find that whole this episode of happening. Prasena being killed, people are attached to jewel. We don't find this episode in the land of Vrindavan. Because in the land of Vrindavan, people are more Krishna conscious and their love is very thick. So when devotees are more Krishna conscious, their attachment is naturally been reduced. In Vrindavan, you find that people are not interested in all these things. They are interested in Krishna only. We don't find somebody for some reason of jewel has left the land of Vrindavan and gone to some other place. Because their love is deeper compared to the love of Dwarkavasis. And when someone is naturally attracted to Krishna, then he doesn't mind giving offering to Krishna, whatever he possesses. Like we hear the story of one thief, when he heard that there is a boy, bluish boy in the land of Vrindavan, and he has got so many ornaments on his body, and he just is in forest with small children. So I thought, so easy to take all the jewels. And in one of the drama festival, they performed the drama of Daku Bhagat, enacting the same story. So the thief came to the land of Vrindavan, and all the while he was contemplating of this boy. He has not seen the boy. He was just thinking, bluish boy, peacock feather, having a flute, and he was thinking the physical features of Krishna, and he was thinking about various ornaments that are put on various bodily parts of Krishna. And due to his constant contemplation, he was reasonably purified, and he came to the land of Vrindavan. He met Krishna. Since he was eagerly anticipating to meet Krishna, he met Krishna, and he wanted to take the jewels. So Krishna gave him jewels. Okay. He took out all the jewels, but he was attracted by the boy. Then he thought that these jewels look more good on this boy only. So he returned jewel back, that you only keep it back because these jewels can look very attractive on your body itself. So although this man came to the land of Vrindavan to steal various jewels and ornaments of Krishna, ultimately he offered to Krishna only, that you can please keep yourself only. That is the power of bhakti. When someone is attracted by Krishna, or his attraction towards Krishna is deep by the power of devotional service, he is detached from various material things. It is a byproduct. Detachment, a devotee doesn't have to endeavor for it. Detachment is a bonus, free gift given by Krishna. Okay, you can please take it. So devotees, although they may not endeavor to be detached, just by the power of devotional service, ultimately a person is detached. He is not attached to the material assets. Another thing we find that in this episode is that in some cases even Dwarkavasis are losing faith in Krishna. They are spreading rumors. They seem to be having more faith in jewel, because the qualification of jewel was that jewel will produce lot of wealth, and over and above that, wherever the jewel is there, the nature will support, like heat, and there will be no extreme heat, there will be no extreme cold, there will be no diseases in the kingdom. So that was the potency of that jewel. So even Dwarkavasi were thinking this jewel is very auspicious, that this jewel is there in our kingdom. And on the top of it, Akrura's father Safalka, it is described that in Varanasi, when there was a lot of problems, no rains, so the king of Varanasi got, astrologer told king of Varanasi that if you marry your daughter to Safalka, then all your problems will go away. He followed the astrologer and the problems went away. No problems at all, means the rains came. So auspiciousness created due to Akrura's father. And people were putting Akrura on the same level, that Akrura also same kind, that wherever Akrura is there, there is no inauspiciousness there. So in this episode, the jewel is also missing, and Akrura also not there in the land of Dwarka. So some people were thinking that actually all these natural disturbances are happening because of jewel is also not there and Akrura is also not there. And in this episode, ultimately Krishna brought both back in the land of Dwarka. Jewel also ultimately came in Dwarka, and Akrura also came to Dwarka. But Dwarkavasis were thinking that due to this factor, actually this disturbances are happening, and they are losing faith. They are not even thinking that in this land Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing. How can any inauspiciousness can come in the presence of Supreme Personality of Godhead? They were putting more faith on Shamantaka jewel, and they were putting more faith on Akrura rather than Krishna. Krishna was personally present in the land of Dwarka, and people were thinking, if Akrura would come, or if their jewel come, then actually auspiciousness will come. But actually, Krishna was present over there in that land. So on that reason, actually there cannot be any inauspicious cannot be there. So since Dwarka vasis were desiring, Krishna brought both of them back to Dwarka. Similarly, devotees sometime, rather than having faith on Krishna, sometime devotees have faith on various other material things. They may have faith on stones, gems sometimes. They may put some stones and they may have faith. But actually we should know that the most powerful auspiciousness in our family or in our lives can be created by the presence of Krishna only. Some of the Dwarkavasis also miss that point. And due to that reason, on couple of occasions, they were actually spreading rumors. But the most powerful positive thing can be created by, say, association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age of Kali Yuga, all negative factors will always prevail. But wherever Krishna consciousness is there, auspiciousness will prevail. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the birth at most inauspicious time, you can say, one of the most inauspicious time, that is Grahan. Everyone except in, especially in the land of India. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared during that time. The reason was that during that time, everyone in the land of Navadvip, Hindus as well as Muslims, would go to Ganga and chant the names Govind Pundarikaksha and take the bath in the Ganges. And everyone was chanting the holy names. So although time was inauspicious, but everyone was chanting the holy names, and due to the presence of holy name, it was the most auspicious time, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that time as most auspicious and took his birth. So in Kali Yuga, negative factors will prevail. And if somebody thinks that rather than Krishna, something else can, or rather than Krishna or Krishna's devotee, something else can make us auspicious in his life, then actually is not true. Devotees should have faith, complete faith in Krishna. And by complete faith in Krishna, their life becomes auspicious. And especially we can associate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, in this age of Kali Yuga, is by chanting of the holy names, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Here one more thing we find, that Shamantaka jewel passed through many hands. It was with sun god, came, did many things. Like due to the just presence, Shamantaka jewel only, Prasena was killed, Satrajit is killed. There was a fight with Jamvan, with Krishna. Satyabhama was also being married to Krishna. Root cause was Shamantaka jewel only. Akrura ran away. Satadhanva, he was being killed. So many things are happening due to just one jewel only. Jewel is there only, it has not disappeared. So many things happening. For example, say somebody withdraws 1000 rupees from a bank and the cashier gives 1000 rupees note, and that note may go to many places. It can change many hands, and ultimately it may come back to the, somebody may come and deposit 1000 rupees back to the cashier. Okay. It can go in the hands of milkman, it can go in the hands of prostitute, it can go in hands in a businessman. So many, just one note, and ultimately that somebody may come and deposit the same note to in the bank. But so many things are happened in between with the same note. Similarly, when Krishna as Mahavishnu, he creates. The energy is with Krishna. And when he creates, everything is hubbing with activities. So many activities are going on. And then when Krishna inhales back, everything is silent. Again Krishna exhales, and same, so many activities are going on. So Krishna is an ultimate powerful thing. And devotee should learn to be more Krishna conscious and offer what they possess to Krishna. Generally find that women are more attracted by jewels and diamonds. But here is an episode, it is reverse. Satyabhama was not attached. She was not attached to jewel. I am saying generally, if devotees are Krishna conscious, then we find that Satyabhama is Krishna conscious. She is not attached to the jewel. She is not demanding jewel like she demanded, I wanted Parijat, but she didn't demand that jewel. So we find that if Vaishnavis, when they are Krishna conscious, we find that naturally their attachment is reduced. And Krishna's teaching from this episode is that one should remain in association, like he brought back Akrura, remain in Dwarka. So Krishna, with his sweet dealings with Akrura, neither he embarrassed him, he only made Akrura to show the jewel. Like Krishna has taken the jewel, then Akrura is embarrassed. But Krishna only very gently, very lovingly says, you only show jewel to everyone. So he didn't embarrass Akrura. So that's the sweet nature of Krishna. Without embarrassing Akrura, actually Akrura shown the jewel to everyone. So there is a sweet nature of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna is showing in this episode that, like, ultimately, like, we have to remain in association with the devotees and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Nanda ki. Jai.